Here is a reminder that in an economy, numbers only tell us so much. Right now in the United States, home prices are rising, but still relatively affordable, and interest rates are low. So economists are trying to figure out why home sales and home construction are not picking up faster. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
When you've owned a few houses, you know there are certain things that you just must have. And for Karen Diamond, that includes a place right outside the door to the kitchen to put the grill for cooking barbecue.
We grill 12 months out of the year. So, and after a snowstorm, the first thing we shovel out is the grill.
Diamond and her husband, Ruben Fernandez, are looking at a new condo in Boston. They've stopped by here with their realtor, Thomas O'Connor.
Full bath here.
Right.
And then two smaller bedrooms here.
With a closet.
Yep.
They like this place because it's all on one level. They're both retired, and the house where they live now, it's tall and narrow and full of stairways, which are clearly getting a little harder to navigate.
I already fell down the steps, carrying a chair down the steps. That's how I did it. But you have to think about these things before you're too old.
So parts of the housing market right now seem pretty normal. Empty nesters are downsizing, families with kids looking for bigger houses. But there is something missing. Something really important
to first-time home buyers.
Lindsay Piegza is the chief economist for the financial firm Stern Agee.
First-time home buyers account for about 50% of the market share, typically. They've now fallen to less than 30%, the multi-decade lows.
Piegza says that drop in demand is a big reason that home construction is still down around a 50-year low point. That's actually an astounding number, if you think about it. Builders are putting up fewer homes today than they were back in 1960, and the U.S. population has about doubled since then. So when will the housing market really get back to normal?
I think there's pretty much agreement that the housing market has not recovered as fast as everybody thought it would.
Economist William Wheaton is with MIT's Center for Real Estate. He says there are two competing theories right now. One is that there's been some fundamental shift in the housing market, and that that's going to mean weaker demand for home ownership.
And the other is it's just a matter of time. Things have just gotten a little choked up, and the market's going to start whiz-banging again very shortly.
For her part, Lindsay Piegza is in that first group. She's one of the experts that thinks that there is a big change afoot, a cultural or preference shift that's at play here with younger Americans.
A lot of Americans, especially the 20-somethings or 30-somethings, don't view a single-family home as the all-American dream. In fact, some of the youngest generations prefer renting for an extended period of time.
William Wheaton sees a preference shift, too. Younger people are much less likely these days to settle down and get married. But he suspects most eventually will partner up and buy a house or an apartment. So he's in the second group. In fact, for anybody who's ready to stay put for 5 years or so, in most parts of the country,
I would say to somebody who's renting, why aren't you buying?
Really?
Yes. You know, you have mortgage rates at 3.75%, and everybody says mortgage rates are going up and prices are going up. And if you wait 5 years, you're going to miss the boat.
Wheaton also says the decline in home values has stopped some owners from selling because they don't have much equity. But with prices rising, he thinks that will change. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index out this week shows prices are up about 4% nationally from a year ago.
And I think it'll be a little bit like a bottle of champagne. Once everybody's equity is restored and the millennials finally get married, then we're going to see a lot of pent-up demand come back into the market.
But just when the cork pops out of that housing market bottle is hard to say. Chris Arnold, NPR News.